brutal. Yeah.
Okay, we're back on track.
All right, we're good. All right, sorry. We'll go back to the voucher question. Yeah. So, would you like to see any changes in the voucher system, or just more accountability within it?
I think we first need to focus on how do we fully fund our public school systems in the entire state of Wisconsin. The state has really broken its promise in funding our school systems with 2/3 funding, really funding local municipalities with the shared revenue split that we are getting. And so we cannot get rid of the voucher system until our public school systems are in a place where they can build their capacity and have enough resources. But if there are going to be schools that are receiving public funds, we need to make sure that they're held to the same level of standards that our public schools are held at, that they're accountable as well as transparent as far as how they're spending those dollars.
Over the course of the last year, the Supreme Court has issued a number of decisions that have weakened legislative oversight into the rulemaking process, both the Attorney General's office and the legislative direct oversight to agency rules. Would you like to see a bipartisan solution to providing legislative oversight, or do you think the current system, as it is now with agencies not needing any sign-off from the legislature, is the way to go forward?
Look, I've always said that, you know, bipartisan solutions are good long-term solutions, you know, because whoever is the governor, Democrat or Republican, it can go back and forth. And we always know that the pendulum swings. But if we want to have good policy in place that's going to benefit everybody, those departments, those who are directly impacted by the programs and services, I would like to see a bipartisan effort of our legislators coming together to get it done.
And you referenced this earlier, but talk a little bit about funding for local government. You've been on your end of it. How important is that, and what changes would you like to see or make as governor?
You know, as the county executive, 80% of our local tax levy is going towards, you know, state mandated services. These are services that, you know, most folks may not actually utilize, but those most used amenities like our public parks, like our county zoo, like our county transit system, these are non-mandated services. And it really puts those particular services that help to improve the quality of life for individuals who live in or around or just play in Milwaukee County, those are always on the chopping block. And so we actually need a better course of action. We need a better relationship with the state of Wisconsin for all local municipalities to be able to fund the necessary programs and services that their residents expect but also rely on every day.
There are a number of exploratory mining sites around the Northwoods of Wisconsin, some of which are getting closer to actually requesting permits for a full mine operation. What's your stance on mining in Wisconsin, and can it be done safely? Would you sign off on permits as governor?
Well, it's about working with the local municipalities, working with the groups and the stakeholders that are on the ground, and making sure that the work group that we can put together are giving us the best information possible to make the best decisions that's going to have a huge impact, that can have a huge impact on the environment, as well as a new industry here in the state of Wisconsin. And so you have to take that on a case-by-case basis and really working with all the stakeholders to make sure that we're making the best decision possible.
Do you have concerns in this political environment about violence as a candidate running for statewide office?
I think we've seen a huge uptick in political rhetoric and political violence happening all across this country. And quite frankly, I'm sick and tired of it. It is unfortunate that we're seeing the level of violence just for being able to deliver on behalf of those that we represent every single day. And so, you know, whether you're a Republican, Democrat, we really need to end the political rhetoric and this violent rhetoric that has been out there and really focus on how do we make lives better for those that we represent.
You've referenced affordable housing a couple times. Does that mean fewer regulations, more density? How do you create more affordable housing?
It's important to understand that there isn't a one-size solution that fits all of the problems that we're facing as a state. What works in Milwaukee may not work in Menasha, may not work in Marinette, may not work in Barron. And so we have to make sure that we're working with those local organizations, those local units of government, to figure out what right-size solution works for them. Yes, do we need more affordable housing? Absolutely we do. We need that for our seniors, for working families, for people with disabilities. But we also need attainable housing as well. And attainable housing is those who have the ability to afford, those who may not qualify for affordable housing but have the means to buy their own home, yet we don't have the housing stock. And so it's about how do we bring online more housing options to help lower the costs for communities all across this state. But again, we have to work with local municipalities to figure out what is the best solutions for them.
Governor Evers has proposed a corrections plan that would revamp the correction system in Wisconsin. Do you agree with his plan? Would you carry that vision forward as governor?
We absolutely need to revisit how we do corrections here in the state of Wisconsin. When I served in the state legislature years ago, you know, Grover Norquist came to Wisconsin to talk about how we needed to do criminal justice reform. And there's not many times where I can say I agree with Grover Norquist. And so we should be looking at how do we make sure that those less violent offenders aren't just spending as much time in our care, which costs us a lot more money to have them in a prison. What more can we do in making sure that those who absolutely need to be in these facilities, they get the help that they need, we rehabilitate them. But individuals, when it comes down to mental health, prisons should not be the answer for those individuals. We need to make sure that they're getting the resources and the help that they need, but also, how do we make sure that we wrap around those other services, support systems around their family and their other networks to make sure that they don't fall through the cracks again?
On the topic of abortion, the law of the land in Wisconsin is actually a law passed by Governor Walker and the Republican legislature a number of years ago. Would you like to see any changes to Wisconsin's abortion laws?
Look, I'm a huge champion when it comes down to abortion here in the state of Wisconsin. When I was a state representative, in 2017, I co-authored legislation declaring abortion as health care. And as a father of three daughters, being a girl dad times three, it's important for me to make sure that they have the same rights that their mother and grandmother had, not less. And so I'm going to always be a champion for women's rights to choose.
All right. David Crowley, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
All right, we covered a lot of territory. I appreciate
it. Man, you were all over, man.
Right, thank you. Well, I can't just make it easy on you, right?
No,
I gotta keep you on your toes.
First of all.